I remember now.
On 94.5.
Inside Operation Mindcrime.
This is going to be my favorite segment of the day. Too bad they're playing tonight, so we won't be hooking up anymore with Jeff Tate of Queensryche. This is the last countdown to Spokane. I love talking about the 80s costumes. And
kites are coming back.
Yeah, that's right. Beavis proves that every day. You guys said, do you still have those, by the way?
Well, a lot of it we've donated to rock and roll museums around the country and around the world.
Next time I want to talk about how you got your hair that way.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man.
All right. I want to go back to Operation Mindcrime 2, the new CD, which will be the second half of the show.
Okay.
How was working with Ronnie James Dio on that one song, The Chase?
Oh, it was marvelous. He's an incredible talent and a legend, you know. In fact, that was probably the most difficult task was how do you ask a legend to give you another take?
Very quietly.
Because everything he was giving us was just fantastic, and he's really a pleasure to work with him. Incredible musician, great singer.
It's an intense song. It's an intense song, you guys are just going at it.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point, was that this is the song where the two characters finally meet, Dr. X and Nikki, after 18 years, and they're having this argument and this confrontation. And so they're doing a very typical sort of reaction to each other, where oftentimes when people are in an argument, they're talking over the top of each other, and so they're both trying to make their point and not listening to the other person, and they're singing basically over the top of each other, and all the melodies work really well together and collide at times and separate and meet back in the middle. It's a very inventive piece, and he did a fantastic job on it.
Now, how did you have to teach that to him? Did you call him up on the phone and sing a little, or how does that happen?
Actually, when I wrote the song, I was sitting in the studio listening back to it, thinking how clever I was, and then the horror struck me. You know, who am I going to get to sing this?
Yeah.
There's not too many guys that can sing that way, you know, and so I started counting down the list. You know, well, let's see, he's got to be older than me, he's got to have an authoritative voice, he's got to be a bit diabolical, you know. So I called him, and he picked up the phone.
Pretty cool, huh? Is he a cool guy?
Yeah, he's a very cool guy, yeah.
He's pretty short, though, isn't he? He's pretty short.
Yeah, he's definitely short. Yeah, but that doesn't seem to stop him. You think you're smart, inventive, because you figured out my game. Pride is a handy substitute when you've got only yourself to blame. All my dreams I've realized while you were indisposed. While you spend 18 years watching TV, I've watched my fortune grow.
Yeah.
concerts to Spokane.
Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.
Double dose from the Op Mindcrime 2 CD with Rock 94.5. Jeff Tate, you rock!